This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back here to kick off the second hour, chatting with one of my favorite newsletter writers in the resource sector, John Kaiser from Kaiser Research. John, I want to get right into it because we have a lot to cover this segment. Let's talk about the general commodities sector, most specifically, let's say precious metals. We've had a nice bounce for the start of this year, but we are coming up to this typical PDAC curse time when we see a little bit of weakness. What's your overall thoughts right now?
Well, in the past 2 years, we've had gold-driven rallies in the first quarter that enabled the better quality juniors, especially the ones with gold optionalities, ounces in the ground, to so-called bifurcate from the rest of the pack and develop an uptrend. However, in late March, the gold rally stalled, went back to eventually below $1,100 and totally killed the rally and dragged the resource sector and especially the resource juniors back into the bear market downtrend that began in 2011, that hit a low at the end of 2015, and then in the first 2 weeks achieved even bigger lows, but has had a tremendous rebound since then. And I think what's different this time around is that, one, the gold rally has more to do with geopolitical stress than it does with the old bugaboo about fiat currency debasement and hyperinflation. And there is a discovery exploration component to this rally where the focus is on finding deposits that work with the metal prices that we have and try to deliver something that's going to be economic at whatever $1,200 gold. And we're at a pivot point now where usually the first quarter rally fails. We have to see now if it is indeed correct that even if gold rally stalls, and the gold rally has been driven by ETF accumulation, the GLD itself has added 25%, 5.7 million ounces. It's not supported by demand overseas. So we are at risk that this is a momentum trade that reverses on us. But I'm confident that this time we are going to see the elite membership of the juniors maintain their uptrend and have a pretty good year.
So, John, even though there, I guess, has been some interest coming back into the markets, as you said, some of the moves have been driven by discoveries and also companies figuring out that they need to focus differently on their projects, maybe not make it such a big-scale, massive pit project, and focus more on that high grade. Even though there are some companies that are struggling, there are also some companies out there that are doing some pretty good things. You follow that closely in your newsletter. Can you look into some of these companies for us and explain why you like them right now?
All right. I've got two groups of companies. One is the Bottomfish edition, where I came up with 100 companies at the end of the year. There are some ounce in the ground type in there, but most of them are more exploration-oriented type companies. And that index, that group, is up 50% on the year compared to about 12% or so for the TSX Venture Index, which is about 400 companies, and about half of which is resource sector dominated. The other group are the 12 companies in my Spec Value Hunter portfolio, which are formal recommendations. And in there, my top tier group are four companies, Scandium International, Peregrine Diamonds, Arizona Mining, and Midas Gold Corp. And all of these, except Midas, have done quite well this year so far. And Midas itself hasn't had a chance yet because they just raised $55 million, which enables them to go through the permitting cycle for their Stibnite Gold Project in Idaho.
So, John, with all of these companies, I know you have different metrics to judge all of them. How important initially is how much cash they have in the bank?
Cash is also a question of how much are you going to need to continue pushing your project forward. So all of these companies that I mentioned are fairly advanced companies that already have pounds, carats, ounces in the ground, and they technically do not have enough money to, say, deliver the final feasibility study, except in the case of Scandia International. Then there'll be a case of raising $80 million or so to put their project into production. With the other class, the bottom fish companies, which are more exploration-oriented, what you need is some money in the treasury, ideally $1 million or so, so that you can get something going, because the market is looking for change in the fundamentals. And without money in the bank to do a drill program or conduct a geophysical program, you cannot show the audience that something is improving, getting better about your story. And this makes the exploration companies different from the ounce-in-the-ground type. Most of the ounce-in-the-ground type advanced projects, they require gold to make a dramatic move, get over 1,400, ideally to 1,600, and then they are in the money. This is only like a 25-30% increase from here for gold, but for these companies, their valuation increases 5-10 times. So there's a lot of interest in those, but those projects require a lot of ongoing money. The exploration projects, they require more. They produce incremental information, and that requires incremental capital, and when you get that intersection that suddenly says you're live, then you can raise that $3-7 million needed to mount a discovery delineation exploration program.
Now, these discovery exploration plays have been under a lot of pressure over the last few years because there hasn't been that money just flowing in to help them continue to expand their properties. We've seen a couple half-decent explorations come up recently, one being Orex that has been hitting down in Mexico on a JV agreement that they have with Canacil. Do you think that this property could help get some more money injected in for some of these junior explorers?
Yeah, Oryx is a good example, and that has done quite well. It was once sort of a 15-cent bottom fish at the end of last year. It's now 40, 45 cents. This is a company that already has a high-grade silver discovery on its belt that was taken over, and they farmed into Canacil's Sandra Escobar project, and Canacil has been sort of a toiling geologist, prospect generator, always coming up with interesting projects, getting work done, but it's never really had that killer intersection that says game on. And so Oryx auctioned the project last year, 65%, revisited the whole project, came up with an area where there had not really been any modern exploration, came up with the theory that this Tufaceous Horizon was a very good sponge for silver, did a lot of surface prospecting, identified some higher grade structures, and in late January, they delivered one of these sort of 300 gram per ton intersection that said they were into something in the right geological context. Canacil was a 5-cent dog at the time, one of those companies barely clinging on for survival. It's up 500% at around 20, 25 cents. They don't have to come up with any money for now because Oryx is funding it. Oryx has a team that is very experienced in raising money, and they are now following the structure, drilling it off, and we'll see whether or not how many ounces they end up having. The key is it's a high-grade discovery, 200 to 400 ppm or grams per ton is equivalent to sort of a 5-ounce discovery. So that's like $50 to $100 rock, probably open pitable. So this is an example of what is attracting market. The investors are now saying, how far will this zone go? How will the grade hold up over time? And until you drill, you don't know. So the glass is half full for a play like that. And the glass is switching half full in general for the sector. That is the important thing to look at. And Canacil and Oryx are good examples of what appears to be going on out there.
Well, in full disclosure, I do hold shares in Oryx. I've held those shares for a while now simply because I know the management team and I like them on a personal basis, plus I think I know what they're doing. Also, John, in full disclosure, I really like hearing from you, getting a rundown on the stocks that you are watching, because in my eyes, you do specialize in these juniors, these exploration plays.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. This segment and next segment, we will be focusing more on trading. It'll be a little trading block that we hope to bring in more regularly to the weekend edition show. Please let us know what you think. This segment, I have Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. Next segment, I have Trader Vic. Doc, let's start it off with you talking about the U.S. equity markets. On Friday, they all started out down and climbed back pretty close to neutral. For the week, though, it was a down week, not a significant down week. Doc, what's your feeling about moving into next week, the tail end of March?
As far as the conventional markets, Corey, I think we could hang around up here next week. I don't see it going to the upside at all much. And I think it's struggling here, and it may struggle through next week. As I mentioned, when you turn the calendar on April, watch the monthly chart, because the monthly chart will tell you what this the conventional markets are going to do, especially the if you look at the momentum indicators. And that's going to be very interesting. And we'll see what happens then. But this market is really struggling.
So, Doc, regarding earlier in the week, you mentioned that you were dabbling in some shorts for the U.S. market. How do you feel about those now? Do you still have those on? And what do you think if other people are short the market?
I am short the market. I've been putting those on this past week. And I'm going to, especially if the market moves up a little bit next week again, I will increase my shorts, Corey. And I'm doing that based on another number of technical factors, one of them which is the VIX is nearing another low here. And whenever somebody goes long volatility at these levels, they usually do very well.
Well, let's talk about the VIX, because even though this week was choppy with just a marginal decrease, the VIX bottomed on, I believe it was Monday, and moved up a fair bit to end the week. Do you think that we will pull back again in the VIX with a chance for traders to get long the VIX, which is essentially short the market?
I think it's possible next week. I feel that next week we could muddle around up here yet at the top. And, in fact, the VIX bottom actually on Tuesday at 13.75. And so we might challenge that again. So it might give people an opportunity to go short this market at that point.
Okay, Doc, moving it over into gold. I know a lot of people want to hear what you have to say about gold. This week, for the people who did not tune into the daily editorials, you were on record saying that you think April will be a crucial month for gold. Take us into, first of all, what you think will happen next week and why April is so crucial.
Well, April is crucial because for a number of reasons. Usually March is not a good month for gold, and March has held up well this year. And we're getting into weak months for gold, number one. And number two, the charts technically are not looking very strong, just as they are not looking strong right now for the conventional market. And those, and that's what I'm watching right now. And gold is struggling right here. And I did not like the action today. I was hoping that gold would move back up today. In fact, I had gone long the last couple of days in the GLD after I had been short gold. And I took those longs off before the market closed today because I was not happy about how gold was starting to sell off at the end of the day. And when you look at a lot of the technicals right now, gold is struggling. But I'll say one thing, some of the gold stocks are still trying to hang up there. And that's a positive for the people that hold them. But they're due to crack. A lot of those are due to crack as well if gold starts to move down here significantly, which the momentum indicators are still saying are in store now for us.
Just so people know, we are recording this post-market on Thursday as the markets are closed on Friday and it's a holiday. That's what Doc is referring to as today's action being Thursday. Doc, as we move down, let's look at some of the resistance points. Craig Hemke was on earlier in the show and he pointed to the 50-day moving average. I pointed to the 200-day moving average. Are you paying attention to any of these as key support levels as we move down?
Yeah, I watch those, but I look more at other indicators because once these assets break down, I start to get a picture like I'm seeing, especially on gold, the 50-day moving average doesn't mean much to me because I think it'll take it out. But I will get interested about the 200-day moving average to see if that can hold. And that currently, you know, we have a little ways to go before we hit that, but we're probably going to challenge that before it's over, and it'll probably happen in April sometime.
So if we do have this $50 move downward, say right around the 1150 range in gold, you already mentioned that some of the stocks are holding up there well. Do you think that they will continue to weather the storm fairly well, albeit I think a lot of stocks will take it on the chin?
Yeah, a lot of them will, and most of them will, and that's okay for those people that are in this in a long time frame, because it's going to be an excellent time to actually add to their positions. I sold out a good number of my gold stocks when they moved up, but there's others I have kept because I have a very low cost basis in them, and I don't mind if this price comes back toward that cost basis because I'll add again. And then I'll pick up some of those that have peaked. I'll start taking positions in those again.
So when these stocks move down, the ones that you like, do you nibble away when the price is moving down, or do you wait for a turn and then nibble on the way up?
I look at a point where I think there's going to be a swing trade. I don't like to catch falling knives. I like to see them bottom at points that I pick out based on a number of factors. You can do that on Rick's ABC technique, or you can do it based on add that to a cycle theory and then add it to some of the indicators I have, and I put them all together, and that's when I start to take positions, Corey.
Oil really looked like it turned the corner here on the negative side this week after a very nice, almost I believe 60% run from the low at the beginning of February. Oil topped out right at the 200-day moving average and is now starting to slide. Do you think this will continue?
I do, Corey. We will move sideways. We may move up a little bit again, but this oil market is going nowhere fast currently, and we will probably move in a weekly trading range, but we are going to hang around on the USO around on the 10 level or a little bit below. And it would be good if we actually develop a weekly trading range, because then I think the odds are pretty good for people to take positions, expecting that we might finally get a rally sometime toward late spring or summer.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing the second segment of kind of a trader's corner that we're doing on this weekend edition. Last segment, we had Doc providing his insights, his technicals. I now have trader Victor Sprandio, who has been on the show before, written numerous novels, books on trading, a well-known individual. So, Trader Vic, thanks for joining us this weekend.
Pleasure. Thank you, Corey.
All right, Vic, let's get right into it. I want to cover off pretty much all of the markets here. Let's start off with the U.S. equity markets. An interesting move so far this year. Everyone knows that we saw quite the drop early on in the year. A little bump up, another drop, and now this run that some people say are topping. How do you feel about what we've seen, let's be specific, in the S&P so far?
Okay, let's just start from the beginning, which would have been the increase in rates in December 16th, which was long, long overdue, but it should have been done in 2013, in my view, the first quarter of 2013. But they delayed it, pushed the envelope 7 years to the day that they have zero interest rates. They caused this huge bubble in stocks. If you look at the S&P Industrials, it's about 26 to 27 times earnings. I mean, way over the top, overvalued. Let's just say that from any fundamental way you want to look at stocks. But neither in nor there. That, in my view, caused what you saw in the first 2 months of the year. And then the Fed came out and admitted that they were wrong. And had they said, for example, that they were not going to raise rates for the rest of the year, well, they would have looked much worse. But what they did was say we're going to take away two of the four increases that they had given guidance that they were going to do, which would have raised rates to about 1 to 1.25%. And now they say it's only 2 times. So the bottom line is, had they said we're just not going to raise rates in election year, all the reasons they gave, the market would have rallied and already been heading south. But because they only did half, they said we're not going to raise rates in only 2 times in the next 9 months effectively, you still have room for the market to suggest that what if they say again, we're not going to raise rates, see, then the market keeps going up because the psychology of the stimulus or the loosening, if you will, or not raising rates is really playing on the markets. It's not the fundamentals. It's that psychology, which has been built up over 7 years. So if there's more room, and I'm a bear, I had not gone short. I short for a trade here and there and made some money, but I'm looking for a position short. And had they suggested that they were not going to raise rates for the rest of the year, the market would have spiked, and then as soon as it turned down, you could have went short, and there's nothing more that's going to help the markets. They're out of ammunition, so the markets would have come straight down. But because they leave room to say, okay, we're only going to raise rates one more time, which is, by the way, what the Fed futures are predicting, you can't really be short here until they completely capitulate and say, we're wrong, the economy's weakening, and we're not going to raise rates. Now, there are spots that are strong in the economy recently, and mainly in the Washington area. The Richmond Fed came out with some very glowing reports, but the activity is not across the board. It's very spotty. So right now what I'm saying is this rally can continue. You stay out of the way or you play the long side, and you basically look for when the Fed capitulates to go short. That's my 2 cents on that.
There seem to be a lot of mixed signals out there, not only for the economy, but also what the Fed is giving us. Because when the Fed did come out recently, I think everybody was expecting no rate hike, but they weren't exactly expecting what Yellen had to say in the press conference, and that's why we had a little bit more significant moves than I think what other people thought. But again, it even seems like you're on that fence saying, you know, there is this room for the markets to run up based on what the Fed has to say. But in the long run, people do need to be worried about the downside almost more so than the upside. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's just getting the timing right because the Fed is backing the markets because they believe that if they let the markets fall, you'd go into recession for sure. And they don't want that to happen. In other words, let's put it this way to be blunt. The Fed cares nothing, and I'm not exaggerating, nothing about the people and nothing about Main Street. They only care about the equity markets, and I would say the bulk of that belief is that they think that if they keep the markets up, you'll still chug along at this approximately 2% or slightly less growth rate. And they just want to get into the election and provide a leeway to Hillary Clinton to win without looking like they've botched things up.
All right, Trader Vic, I want to switch it over to the U.S. dollar because just this last month, we've had some pretty big moves in the dollar. First was on the ECB announcement and also Draghi's press conference. That caused, I think, almost a 2 or 3 point move in the dollar just on that one day. And the dollar took a beating the day of the Fed announcement and also the subsequent day after that. Still very much trading in a range, but on more of a downtrend since the tail end of November. What are you seeing in this?
Well, that's the capitulation of the Fed effectively, which was supposed to raise rates. Actually, they were supposed to raise rates for 3 years up to about 3%. And this year, their guidance was like I say, 1.25. So naturally the dollar would be going up because all of the currencies, no one's talking about raising rates. I mean, Japan and Euro are at negative rates. Also, Britain has slowed down greatly and is worried about the referendum that's coming up in June. But the bottom line is Britain is not going to be raising rates. So only the U.S. is raising rates, and they're doing it, in my opinion, just quickly, because there's pressure on them that after 7 years, they've got to do something to show they're a legit organization. So, yes, the dollar has rallied, and then it rallied when the Fed was said they were going to raise rates. It changed its mind, went down in a big way when it said it wasn't, and then now has been rallying for the last weekish, especially after the Brussels terror attack. And then people are going to run to the dollar on that.
All right, let's talk about this British referendum, also known as Brexit. What's your take on how this will impact the markets?
Well, very important event. And the Brussels terror attack really could have put the nail in the coffin. And this is what I mean by that. You know, they have open borders, right? So here you have all these terrorists mixed in with immigrants, and they really can create a terror attack at will. And so what the polls coming in before the attack in Brussels was 50-50. And now after the attack, there's no new polls that I know of that came out, but I'm thinking it's going to swing decisively to leaving the European Union. Now, what does that mean? It means that Britain will leave, and this will cause other countries, namely Hungary and Poland, who are not happy with the European Union, to potentially leave, i.e., it's the breakup of the European Union. This would cause the euro to effectively drop 15 to 20%, in my view. This doesn't work. So it's going to end. The question is, when is it going to end? In my view, this is a potential, and it will be based on the referendum. If England leaves, this is the beginning of the end of the euro. And so it's why it's critical is it will cause dysfunction throughout the world.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back here to wrap up the show. We've got our Washington, D.C. insider with us right now, Glenn Downs. Glenn, we're going to have to quit introducing you as that, as you're assuming a more and more important role down in Florida at Newsmax, which, by the way, is an organization that I have an awful lot of time for. Having said that, you and I and Corey were talking off mic about the situation with Donald Trump. You were saying that he's trying to get a few endorsements, but you still are firmly convinced that the Republican establishment is going to do everything they can to prevent that particular nomination. Talk about that for us, would you?
Well, that's right, Big Al, and thank you very much for having me back. You know, it's no secret to your listeners that Donald Trump is anathema to the political establishment, and just as Bernie Sanders is for a different set of reasons on the Democratic side. But there have been some breaks in the Republican establishment. As we were discussing off mic, the smart money in Washington is beginning to hedge its bets. I spoke yesterday with a long-time friend of mine who's bona fides in the Republican establishment slash conservative movement are solid. And he does work for a major corporation that has decided that they don't fully understand this Trump thing, whatever it is, but they have decided they've got to make some peace with it, and so trying to hedge their bets. And so you're starting to see more and more of that amongst people who are kind of realizing when the dust settles after November, should there be somebody not to their particular liking as president, they need to be able to do business with him or her, I guess, but in this case, Trump is a him. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to establish some working contacts with people high up in the Trump organization. Similarly, I noted of other people in the lobbying community and the Washington advocacy community who have, in a calculated way, in my opinion, come out and been pro-Trump. I am now for Trump because they've made the calculation there's a real enough possibility that he gets elected that if they get in now, they are still early amongst that class of people. So they could be an early supporter of Trump even this late in the game. So they've made, I think, a cynical ploy to do that. But for the most part, I'm given to understand that the atmosphere there amongst the Republican establishment is that at the end of the day, Trump will be stopped. They need to change the rules of the convention. That's what they think they'll do. If so, and I think if they can, they will. If there's any way at all possible to get away with that, they will, because that's the way they roll. And so obviously, for example, under the rules that are in place right now, the only person who would be eligible to have their name placed in nomination would be Donald Trump. And that was a rule put in place by Mitt Romney and his confederates in order to keep Ron Paul from having his name placed in nomination. So now that rule backfires on them. Currently, things could change. So even Ted Cruz couldn't have his name put in nomination under the present rules. But the present rules expire the day before the convention, and the Rules Committee is staffed by the Republican National Committee and Ryan Priebus. The rules don't work to your favor. Just change the rules. There seemed to be some shifting of attitudes there in Washington amongst the people that I've earned my living amongst for years, but it's still far, far, far from a critical mass of thinking.
And so, Glenn, if we continue to see some of these big companies and donors get more on the side of Trump or at least take more notice of Trump, does that play a role in any of the establishment, any of the diehard Republicans' mindsets? Do they consider that at all?
Maybe. You might say, yes, it would be a consideration, but would it be a determinative consideration? Maybe. Some of it is there's just a radically different worldview. As we've discussed before, within the Republican Party, there's something of a civil war. And it's not just right versus left. It's people that are benefiting from the current system versus people that aren't benefiting from the system. Capitalists versus crony capitalists, for example. So the people in Washington, the one thing they all have in common, just a generalization, but sometimes you can generalize because things are generally true. The one thing they all have in common is they are there and the system's working for them. So when you have a figure or a movement that's talking about coming in and blowing up the current regime, you're talking about blowing up those individuals' iron rice bowls, which they want no part of. As we've discussed before, it's not like they want, like two crime families running the businesses in a town. They don't want to get rid of crime. They just want to be the crime family running things. Well, Trump, you know, goodness knows what Trump will do when and if he really gets in there. But they don't know either, and they don't like that. So, well, you'll have Hillary Clinton getting all kinds of money, say, for example, giving speeches to Goldman Sachs, the transcripts of which she won't release, because I'm sure she was sounding like a managing partner of Goldman Sachs in the text of those speeches, versus Ted Cruz, whose wife is a managing partner for Goldman Sachs, suits them just fine. Donald Trump, who's taking pot shots at the hedge fund guys and Wall Street and whatnot, is a completely different matter for them. And so whether they and the people who have been supportive of them can ever, you know, find a way to make a peace with Donald Trump, or at least make a separate peace with Donald Trump, that's part of the question that's being decided literally right now as we speak.
What are the odds of that question being decided in favor of Mr. Trump, would you guess?
I think the closer he gets to that majority of the delegates, well, you'll start seeing people who will, in an expedient kind of manner, rush over to his side of the boat. If they think he's inevitable or nearly inevitable, you see a lot of people rush that way just because they think that's what's in their best interest. But if he comes up, if he didn't have an outright majority, but has something very, very close to it, that dynamic would probably still be in place. But if he finds himself a big chunk of delegates short of it, and the Republican powers that be believe that there are so-called faithless delegates out there, people who are obliged, who individually do not support Donald Trump, but are obliged to support him on the first ballot because that's the way their state rules went, either winner take all or if we can get to a second ballot and try to stop him, they will.
Glenn, were you surprised at all at the recent results on I believe it was three states, the primaries last Tuesday, where now that the field is narrowing down, Trump still is getting the support that he has been receiving?
Not really, and it didn't really surprise me. The one place that Ted Cruz did well was Utah, but that does not surprise me, because Cruz has always, it struck me, starting with Iowa, had a much better ground game than Trump. You know, Trump is flying up there 20,000 feet and getting tremendous earned media, and Cruz is a very smart guy. This is a wickedly smart guy, and they have methodically they plan their work and they're working their plan. So he was going to have an edge in caucus states, generally speaking, over Trump. And then I guess you've got Mitt Romney and the. Not that Mormons all vote necessarily in lockstep, but that is an organization out there that also plays in the political field. And so you had Romney and others that had that organization, just like in the Democratic Party, the black churches are a big part of that primary process. Out in more in places like Utah and a Republican caucus, if you've got LDS officials and people wired in the leadership kind of going towards Cruz as Romney did, that's going to probably magnify what already would have been a Cruz victory. But the fact is, if you look at the vote totals in the past, here in Florida, Marco Rubio and everybody, the establishment, all kind of said, okay, here's the deal. If you're in Florida, vote for Marco Rubio. Don't vote for Cruz. And if you're in Ohio, vote for Kasich. Don't vote for Rubio. That was Marco Rubio won one county. One county, and so the to me, this is not a really referendum about Trump. It's a referendum on the efficacy of the Republican political establishment, and people are some people are voting for Trump, but mostly people are voting against them. So the fact that Trump has held up in a place like Arizona doesn't surprise me, because the people in Arizona, the Republican primary voters in Arizona at least, don't support the Republican establishment.
Well, guys, that's all the time we have for this weekend edition. Thank you all for tuning in. Glenn, as always, thank you for your time. Everybody, check out our website, www.kereport.com. Subscribe to our podcast under Corlin Economics Report and join in on the conversation. We love to hear from all of you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.